This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. One of our favorite guests on the weekends, wherever she drops by, Dina Schmid, One Health Benefits. Let me give you the phone number to begin to reach her, 724-799-8873, or check out everything at onehealthbenefits.com. The word one is spelled out. We have a lot to get to, of course, open enrollment, Medicare coming up as well. Those of you soon to be 65 who are 65, if you have any question throughout the hour for Dina, call us at 866-391-1020. Dina, it's great to have you back. I hope you're doing well. And let's just begin by telling them who you are and what One Health Benefits is all about. Good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks. It's great to be back. So One Health Benefits is an independent insurance company. I represent all the options, so I'm not capped as the one carrier. So that's very important so that you have, as a client, the client has the option to see everything that's available to them. I represent the insurance carriers for health, life, all the ancillary products, which would be cancer, accident, group insurance, Medicare. We all know that's a big thing coming up. And there's no cost at all, Rob, to use an independent health insurance agent. The rates are determined by the Department of Insurance. They are what they are. An agent can't change the rates. Everybody gets the rate based off your age, your zip code. So that's the biggest thing, is I don't think people realize that my services are free. You can't charge to use a health insurance agent. We get reimbursed by the insurance carriers, which that's all built into the cost of insurance. So whether you use one or not, the rates are going to be the same. So wouldn't you rather use someone who's licensed? And let me tell you, there's a lot of testing. I think I've taken over, I'm not exaggerating, over 50 tests in the last month in order to be knowledgeable about the upcoming open enrollment period.
This is a free service to you. You're going to want to call her, leave your information. She'll get back to you. That's 724-799-8873. Listen, we're going to get to a lot of things that you do, but I want to begin with the big ticket item right now with open enrollment coming up, and it'll last through December, the early part of December. You know, right now, people who are a little bit older than me, I'll be 64 in January, but they're dealing with it. Those who are going to be 65 or are 65, getting inundated with information in the mail, overwhelmed. What's your advice? My advice, obviously, to call you, but what is your advice to them so they don't get overwhelmed?
It's surprising to me. I actually didn't realize how much information they get in the mail. You're about six months before your 65th birthday, my clients are telling me they're just getting so much, and it's actually confusing to most. It's too much information. So my best advice is find an independent agent. Hopefully you find me and you give me a call to make it simple. I can make it simple. It's not as confusing. It is when you first begin the process. It's a complete maze. So I think it's very, very important to find a trusted insurance agent. Don't try to figure it out on your own, because there's a lot of laws and penalties involved. So if we're strictly right now talking about Medicare, there are penalties if you don't do it right, and the penalties last the rest of your life. If you don't elect Part B or Part D when you're supposed to, then you could pay that penalty for the rest of your life. I've had some very educated clients who didn't realize the penalties, and now they're paying that forever. So you got to make sure that you don't try to figure it out on your own. You're not licensed to do it. We're free. So call a trusted insurance agent. Hopefully you give me a call. And let me make it simple. Let me make sure you avoid any penalties.
Now, listen, if you're out there in the audience and you are one of those people that we're talking about and you just need some questions answered, you know, she'll take your call today, too. And all of our lines are open at 866-391-1020. And if you want to call her and make an appointment with her, highly recommend it, 724-799-8873. The thing that people need to understand, no matter how overwhelming it is, you'll find a plan, you'll get it done. And this really is a big decision for them because many of them, this is the health care that they're going to use supposedly for the golden years of their life. And you don't really want to worry about health care. But the thing of it is, it's not Medicare as we knew it 20 years ago. This stuff changes, evolves. You've got Advantage plans. You've got supplements. So you really need a professional, do you not, Dina?
Absolutely. And one of the biggest things is yesterday I spent 3 hours trying to make sure I found the best plan. There's so many moving parts with Medicare. For example, prescription coverage is nothing like under 65. So prescription coverage to me is one of the most important because that can really hurt a senior. Most seniors are on multiple prescriptions, and it's not like the plans under 65. Okay, it's completely different. So you may say, oh, I'm on this medication, and this is only costing me $4 a month. Well, it could be completely different in the over 65 formularies. So that's very important that this is why you need to use a licensed agent, because we understand that. And we have tools that we can plug in all your prescriptions, and it will show, based on all your prescriptions, the best price to plan specific to you. So what I did yesterday is I got a guy who had prescriptions. He was located in central Pennsylvania. I am licensed throughout the country. So if you have friends or family somewhere else, please pass my name along. And punching in all his prescriptions, and then he wanted to have a plan that he could use when he was outside of Pennsylvania because he lives in a sunny state some parts of the year. You got to put all those parts together. And without having the tools that we have, you may not get all parts put together. And then you may be out of the state and not have what you want, or your prescription may not be covered the way you thought it was. So let me emphasize again, we have the tools, we have the education, we're licensed agents. The testing is very intense. The AHIP test is one of the hardest tests I've ever taken. So it's surprising to me that a consumer is allowed to figure it out on their own. Again, no cost. Please take the advice of a licensed agent and make sure not only are you getting your prescriptions covered the way you want, the plans work for you no matter where you are, and that it's you're avoiding any penalties as well.
Listen, get a comfortable one-on-one consultation. Let her go over a plan that'll be tailored right for you. Significant Medicare, you want to make the right decision. We got about a minute to the break, so I want to remind you about a couple of things. First off, her phone number, 724-799-8873, or onehealthbenefits.com to find out more. The word one is spelled out. But this is where I want you to finish in this first segment. It's so significant, the money you can save people, even if it's a few hundred dollars a month. I know as older I'm getting, you really become more concerned about pinching pennies and saving and realizing no matter who you are, you're going to have to live within your means. And if you can save someone $100 or $200 a month, Dina, that goes a long way to help them have a better life, right?
Rob, it's actually less than that. I used to think, oh, they're not going to want to go through the process of changing for $75 a month. Yeah, they do. So I do move a lot of people because for the $50 to $75 or even less, that's a lot of money for some people. So you're exactly right. It could be a difference in those. You know, it's no small amount, means a lot to somebody.
This is what she does. She's great at it. She's Dina Schmid, One Health Benefits, 724-799-8873, onehealthbenefits.com. The word one is spelled out. We're going to come back, and we'll continue to talk about Medicare open enrollment. If you have any questions, again, call us, any of this stuff, 866-391-1020. But we're going to pick up on group insurance when we come back with Dina Schmid from One Health Benefits, Pittsburgh Works, Rob Pratt, Saturday, News Radio 1020, KDKA. All right. just to prove the knowledge of Dina Schmid, One Health Benefits, of course, our guest, Pittsburgh Works. You know, we were talking about open enrollment. Everybody knows October through December, but there's some other nuances this year that you may be hearing for the first time. I know I am. So I'm going to let her focus on that when it comes to Medicare, this enrollment period that'll actually go into January in some circumstances. And then we're going to get back and pick up on group insurance. I want everybody to know, though, you can reach her at 724-799-8873, onehealthbenefits.com. The word one is spelled out. Go ahead, Dina.
Okay, so Rob, I want to make sure we differentiate between two different enrollment periods. So Medicare is for 65 and over. That open enrollment period is October 15th to December 7th. Okay? Then there's open enrollment for the rest of the country for those who are under 65. That open enrollment is different this year. Okay? So this year, Pennsylvania decided to have a state-based exchange instead of the federal exchange. So what that means to Pennsylvania is they can make up their own rules. So they don't have to follow the federal rules of open enrollment and some other things. So it's called Penny, and you can actually find my name on the website when it's open. It's not open yet. That starts November 1. And in Pennsylvania, it ends January 15th. So you do have an extra month. However, make sure you realize if you go and you wait until after December 15th, your coverage will not take effect until February. So it has been extended for under 65 for open enrollment for the country in Pennsylvania because we have our own exchange called Penny. However, you want to make sure you enroll by the 15th if you need a January 1 effective date. So for all the people who missed open enrollment and are currently uninsured and do not have a qualifying event to be able to get insurance, you want to make sure that you call me between November 1 and December 15th or call me now. We can get you a short-term plan or something to make sure you're covered until that open enrollment period. But that is the different thing this year is Pennsylvania will have its own exchange, state-based exchange. So the rules are a little different since the state gets to decide what they are.
How do you know all this? I mean, it's like
I'm reading 24/7. I'm eating my computer. It's funny because, you know, my husband's working from home as well.
Right.
And we start to eat lunch together every day. And he says, he starts to talk to me. I said, oh, you can't talk to me. I said, now when I eat lunch, I'm learning. You know,
right.
I'm constantly reading. And you have to because I don't want – I mean, Rob, face it. These are life-changing decisions that I am making for people. And I can't tell you how many people just say, Dina, I don't know what you're saying. Just figure it out. Just figure it out. That's a lot of pressure for someone. I wake up at night sometimes going, oh, my gosh, I just remembered I needed to do this. Because I can tell you the majority of my clients just say, Dina, this is too much for me. Just whatever you say, I'm going to go with. And they have no clue what I'm saying, and they trust me. I'm going to make sure that my integrity stays as high as I honor it. And they have something I would take for myself or my family. So there's always, as you know, with what you do, I don't care how many years you've been doing what you do. I've been doing this for over 17 years. There's always something you can learn.
Listen,
I learn something new every day.
I'm answering text messages at 10 o'clock last night, and I've been doing this for since 1984. So, yeah, I get it. Listen, my advice to all of you, Medicare on your mind, 64, soon to be 65, just call her today, make an appointment, all the stuff that we threw out there, just so you have all of your T's crossed and your I's dotted, 724-799-8873. Okay, Dina Schmid, onehealthbenefits.com, the word one is spelled out. Let's talk about something very important, group insurance. Let's talk about that right now. Go ahead.
Yeah, so one thing, too, to tie the group as we segue into a different topic is I want to make sure I mention what I'm getting a lot of right now. A lot of people who turned 65 a few years ago, but they kept their employer insurance, they don't know what to do now because now they've been furloughed or they decided to take an early retirement because they're going to be furloughed or they're going to be losing their jobs. And they have no idea, what do I do? I've been 65, what do I do? Well, I'm getting a whole bunch of those, a lot of clients calling for that. So if you had employer insurance and you lost your job and you're over 65, that's absolutely fine. But there's a different process that we need to go through. There's more forms you need to fill out to apply to get Part B. So if that's where you are, you're thinking that you know you're going to be losing your insurance and you're over 65 with your employer, that's okay. You're fine. Just give me a call. I'll show you the different forms we need to fill out and get to Social Security and make sure you get that Part B approved without getting penalized. A lot of people are very fearful and didn't realize that. So give me a call. Group insurance. I really enjoy doing that. You can have a group as small as 2 members. And the way group insurance works is if it's under 50 lives, it is rated based off your age. So if you have a group, a 20-year-old, a 40-year-old, and a 60-year-old, there's going to be 3 different rates for the employee based off the age. There's no medical underwriting, again, for small groups. Now, it becomes different when the group is large, but most of those groups already have something in place. I think the people that would be listening to our show this morning are going to be the ones that are smaller groups and saying to themselves, I lost my job. I'm ready to start something on my own. Can I do an employer-sponsored plan? Well, give me a call, and we'll find out if you can. You only need 2 lives. And to become eligible, and we can look at the options for employer insurance. I think those are the people that would be listening this morning, is people who think they might want to start something on their own, a smaller group.
So when people come and sit down with you, what are some of the things that they ask you normally?
Well, no one sits down anymore. It's all over the phone.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah, the people are asking is they just don't know. So I actually ask them the questions and gear it towards fact finding. So I say to them, tell me your current situation. What is your current situation? They don't know what to ask because they don't even know where to go. I just need to know what your situation is. Are you currently insured? No, I'm not. When's the last time you had insurance? A year ago. Okay, well, from that, I realized that they can't have a guaranteed issue plan because they've been uninsured for over a year. It's a 60-day period from when you lost your insurance to be eligible. So then I ask, okay, so I'm thinking to myself, some of the options are, there are plans out there. I can get them as long as they're healthy. If they don't have a qualifying event, I can get them insured. So that's the next question. Then I ask income because there is a lot of help for people. Subsidies are for people who have an income between 0 and 400% of the poverty level. So that's pretty high. So it's amazing to me how much money you can make and still get help from the government to pay your insurance.
These are some of the things she can do for you. So you can call her on the phone and have that appointment and get all of these questions answered and get healthy when it comes to good health care. Dina Schmidt, onehealthbenefits.com. The word one is spelled out. Call her. Leave your name and number. She'll get back to you. 724-799-8873. When we come back, life, cancer, worksite plans, no insurance options, single and family plans, and more. Dina Schmidt, One Health Benefits. It is Rob Pratt Saturday, News Radio 1020 KDKA. All right, Dina Schmidt is here, onehealthbenefits.com. The word one is spelled out, 724-799-8873, 724-799-8873. Okay, now we're going to talk life, cancer, more insurance information that you need to know. What's that all about, Dina?
Well, I like to say that I'm not an order taker by any means. I can tell you that. When I sit with my clients, I'm more of a consultant, and I make sure they understand what is available to them. So a lot of things that people don't realize when they sit down and they look at that next generation in their life, what is needed? Well, there's a couple things that people need to understand. So how many times have you had, if you've taken care of someone, Rob, you'll understand this, where say they have a stroke or they have a seizure and they can no longer, function, but they're not sick enough to stay in the hospital because they'll get you out of that hospital as soon as they can. So the phase down from the hospital is skilled nursing. You're not good enough to come home, but you're not sick enough to stay in the hospital. Well, if you've ever come in the situation where they kick you out of there because they're saying insurance doesn't cover it anymore. So That is something that happens a lot. And I can tell you that it's very inexpensive to add additional skilled nursing so that you can stay in a skilled nursing facility, especially if you live alone. If you live alone, don't have anyone to take care of you, how are you going to pay for someone to do that? There's also plans that if you decide you do want to recover at home, say you had a hip surgery or you've had a knee replacement, what if you want to recover at home? Do you have the money to pay for somebody to come in and do that? There's plans that you can buy, and you want to look at that when you're turning 65 or younger, because the rates don't change, but you want to buy them when you're young, when the rates are low. So I could tell you when my husband's mother got into her 70s and her health started to decline, she has three boys, and all three boys were down there every week, cleaning her diaper, changing her diaper, cleaning her house, feeding her. It was very stressful on the family because everyone had full-time jobs and little kids to take care of. We didn't have the money to afford to have somebody, and neither did she, to pay for someone to come in and do that. It's very expensive. So you want to make sure you buy those plans when you're younger, or wait when you're turning 65 before you actually need it, so the rates are super low. So those are things people need to look at. You really need to look at the future and getting plans to help with skilled nursing. If you want to recuperate at home after a knee surgery or hip replacement, plans that will afford you to do so. Cancer. I'm very passionate about cancer plans because I've sold these for a long time, and I think any agent that doesn't discuss a cancer policy or a critical illness policy with anyone aging into Medicare is doing their clients a disservice. Critical illness could be anything from Legionnaires to cancer to heart to stroke, MLS, MS, ALS, all of those horrible diseases. One in two men, Rob, will have some sort of cancer in their lifetime, whether it's prostate, colon. One in three women will experience some kind of cancer. These policies protect you from losing everything you own. And no, these aren't for just people who don't own a lot. These are for people who are wealthy as well, because there's many things that go into expenses with cancer that aren't covered by insurance. Say the best place to get cancer coverage isn't even in your state. You're paying for a hotel. You're paying for meals. You're paying for a prescription that might be the one that you really want, but it's not on the formulary. You don't want finances ever to be what says, I can't be comfortable while I have cancer because I can't afford it. Or think of it this way. I can't be by my husband on his last days because I have to work. I have kids. I can't miss work. You don't want that ever be. I'm going to be right by my husband because I won't be doing this. I will be taking my cancer policy payout, and I'll be by my family when they're experiencing those last days. Finances won't be an issue because I have those plans. So that is very important, and I, like I said, that's something that I consult, and I make sure that my clients are aware that those policies exist, and they're very affordable. Some of them are $1 a day, and they can pay out $50,000 upon being diagnosed. I just had a client that didn't see the need for it, called me yesterday. He has thyroid cancer, okay? And I got him a $50,000 cancer policy. And his income isn't even $50,000, Rob. He's going to get paid $50,000 because he was diagnosed with thyroid cancer.
Here's the thing.
No taxes taken out.
Here's the thing. This is why you have to call her, 724-799-8873. Nobody thinks it's going to happen to them, Dina. You, me, no one.
No, they don't.
And, you know, even though we've had family members, my father died of cancer, my grandmother died of cancer, you know, I've had relations, family, friends have died of cancer, young and old alike, people in the peak of their life, the best possible time in their life, everything going their way, and then the rug's pulled out. People really need to look at the big picture. And I know nobody likes to look at it, but it's better to look at it now while you're of sound mind and healthy as opposed to not sound mind and not healthy. And then you also have to look at the situation of putting all of these worries on your loved ones. And no one wants to do that, Dina, right?
Well, you know what's kind of funny to me is this is what people say to me. And think about the rationale in this. Oh, I'm very healthy. I don't need cancer insurance. Does cancer only pick people who don't eat well and smoke? Absolutely not. Cancer affects the marathon runners. Cancer doesn't discriminate to only people who don't eat well or are heavy. Cancer picks the athletes. Cancer picks the most healthy people. It has nothing to do with, oh, but I'm healthy, I won't get cancer. That is completely wrong.
All right, listen, we're going to take a break here and get this break out of the way because I want to come back and I want to really focus on some of these other great topics that you've come up with, worksite plans, no insurance. And I'm just going to ask you this before we go to the break. Is it still mind-boggling to you? And now the pandemic has a lot to do with it, sadly, because a lot of folks have lost their job and they've been out and away from their job long enough that those benefits have expired. But is it amaze you how many people are out there every day walking around without insurance?
Unbelievable. They don't get it. Not until something happens. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that's why you need to call her. 724-799-8873. Much more. One more segment. Dina Schmidt, Pittsburgh Works, onehealthbenefits.com. The word one is spelled out. Back with more in a moment. Always a pleasure being with Dina Schmidt, one of the hardest working people I've ever met who cares about her clients, cares about the information that she brings to them, and she really wants to make a difference when it comes to their health care. We're going to finish up with a number of different topics, but again, let me begin the segment by telling you, you can reach her at 724-799-8873, or you can find out information about what she does, onehealthbenefits.com. That word one is spelled out. Okay, let's talk about worksite plans before we get to something that's very important. And sadly, no fault of their own, many people who are listening right now and also knowing people out there that are listening right now who are dealing with that insurance. But what about worksite plans, Dina?
These are so fun to sell. So worksite plans, this would be for all my employers out there who really want to retain some great employees by offering them some additional benefits. So worksite benefit plans are voluntary, and what that means is the employer does not pay for them. The employee is offered them. So the benefit is the employer sponsors the plans, and these plans are like accident plans where they cover all your co-pays if you have any accident. And as you know, Rob, I think you had said you had some issues with your knee. Those co-pays for doctor's visits, MRIs, maybe you went to the urgent care, maybe you went to the ER, those add up. So these plans reimburse you for all those co-pays, as well as you can even make some money. The plans pay directly to the member. So in your situation, it would have paid directly to you to cover any expenses you have. So they're very inexpensive. Some of them actually end up costing you nothing because they reimburse you when you get wellness, because that's the whole point here. We want people to stay well. If people stay well, there's less cost involved for the insurance carrier. So the insurance carrier will give you $100 a year if you get a physical or your eyes checked. So if I have an employee, anybody out there that is an employer, please give me a call if you'd like to offer these plans to your employees. Again, you sponsor it, but the money's taken out of their paychecks, but you're able to get them a phenomenal rate because you're a group and you're sponsoring the plan. You're able to offer your employee a very low-rated accident plan, long-term care, long-term disability, short-term disability, the cancer plans I was talking about. You're able to offer them, your employees, those plans at a significantly reduced rate, as well as some of them are guaranteed issue, meaning there's no medical questions asked. So say you have an employee who's had cancer. They probably would not be able to get a cancer plan or a life insurance plan on their own. But through a worksite plan, they can. So for all my employers out there who want to offer some better benefits to their employees, it's no cost to you. It's to the employee, but you're making it available to them. Give me a call. We'll see what we can put together. That's a great way to retain your employees.
All right. Now, listen, let me give you the number again. Then we're going to finish up with no insurance options, single family plans that she has available, and some information. But the number is 724-799-8873. So let's finish up on no insurance and these options that you have for single and family plans. Go ahead, Dina.
So I want to make sure people realize that if you missed open enrollment last year or you lost your plan and it's been over 60 days, you can't get an Affordable Care Act plan because you missed the 60-day period. Please call me. There are so many options available. We have things called short-term plans. A short-term plan is very inexpensive. The reason is it pulls out all the things that the Affordable Care Act mandates you have. On, for example, on the Affordable Care Act plans, men pay for pregnancy. I don't think they're going to be giving birth. Men pay for mammograms. Don't think that's needed. Women pay for prostate exams. Everybody's paying for dental for children under 19, whether you have them on the plan or not. That is why the Affordable Care Act plans are expensive. Everybody pays the same price. So it's based off your age. Remember that. But everybody pays for maternity. Everybody pays for a prostate exam. Well, I can pull that stuff out of short-term plans. So only insure you for what you need. So the difference with those plans are they're not guaranteed issue and they don't cover pre-existing conditions. But for somebody who doesn't have any pre-existing conditions, it's a phenomenal option because the savings is so significant. So if you don't have any pre-existing conditions and you're a guy and you don't want maternity and you have nothing to worry about not being covered because from the day you get the plan, everything's covered, that's a great plan for you. The savings could be $200, $300, $400 a month. I have many families who decide they don't even want to go with an Affordable Care Act plan because they can't afford a $2,000 premium and they make too much money to get a subsidy. So they call me for alternative options. So what I do is I stack together some plans for them that are comprehensive. It doesn't give them free wellness, but they're okay paying $100 to get a physical because they're saving hundreds a month. So I want to make sure people realize those aren't the only plans out there. The Obamacare is the slang for the Affordable Care Act. So when you hear people say Obamacare, the real terminology is the Affordable Care Act. Those plans are not all that is available. So for all the people out there who aren't low income enough to get subsidized, to get help from the government, but can't afford the cost of an Affordable Care Act, which I'll call ACA plan, there are options. Give me a call because if you're healthy, then that's a plan for you. If you're not healthy, it is not an option. So for the healthy people and the people who aren't 0 to 400% of the poverty level, who get no subsidies, it's a perfect option to go with an alternative like a short-term health insurance plan. So I only represent the ones that are phenomenal. I would never write a plan that has holes in it. So I only represent the ones that I would take. So give me a call. We'll look at options that are different alternatives to going with an Obama ACA plan.
Listen, that's a lot of good information. Well, we could have went for hours more. You just scratched the surface. I just want people to know the best advice. Call her. Let her talk to you. No pressure. She's going to spend time with you. She's going to help you. She's going to answer any questions, and she's going to make it work for you. 724-799-8873. 724-799-8873. Dina, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and hopefully we'll have a chance to do it again, okay?
Thank you. You have a great weekend as well.
All right. There she goes. Dina Schmidt, very passionate about what she does. OneHealthBenefits.com. The word one is written out. Now, let me tell you quickly what's coming up the rest of today. We've got a lot of stuff, including Justin Schmutzer is here at Metropolitan Windows. That is coming up with Andy and company, and we'll focus on why you need to really focus on your windows with all the utility bills, winter coming up, and how they can still get it done before the snow flies. 9 o'clock, we've, of course, got MediConnect. 10 o'clock, the guys from True Value. Again, Andy and Mike. 11 o'clock, Debbie Evans will be here today, AAA Central, talking travel. Don't forget, 1 o'clock hour today, Get Well Naturally. We're getting ready to kick off their Winer Wellness Week, the Fall Fiesta. So, ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot to do today before 2 o'clock this afternoon, so I hope you'll stay with us. Boris Shylov coming back with the latest news and the health condition of the first family testing positive yesterday for COVID-19. That's next. Good morning.